It was a week ago now, but I'm sure you've all seen, I'm sure some of you are still scratching your head. There was that weird federal government's mind-boggling attempt at an educational consent video aimed at high school students that used examples like tacos and milkshakes and pizza going for a swim to illustrate their message. Joining us now to discuss how harmful a campaign might be that potentially trivializes it in this way is the founder and director of End Rape on Campus, Shana Bremner. How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks for joining us this morning. So I guess first off, given the capability of high school students to understand and discuss sex and consent, why do you think the government has attempted to convey the message in such a weird, confusing, metaphor-shaped way? And I suppose even if a high school student doesn't really understand or doesn't have conversations regarding the sex, then this was the learning opportunity. So why would they choose this avenue?
I've honestly got absolutely no idea. And I don't think anybody else that works in the sexual violence space does either. The whole thing is just bizarre.
Yeah, no, and do you think there's credibility lost there? So I can imagine as a high school student, I knew, like, and I suppose everyone has this, experience as well. Whenever you watched sexual education videos, they were always from the 90s. They were always grainy. They always used bananas and cucumbers and peaches and stuff to, I don't know, be representative of sexual organs and such. So is there going to be kids out there that have watched this and gone, okay, well, this, and again, trivialise the issue, and then I suppose they lose respect for it as a result, and then issues can come from there?
Yeah, I mean, the videos really did undermine the intelligence of everybody that they were aimed at. These videos were meant for students in years 10 to 12, and those are age groups where you can actually have really full and frank discussions about sex and sexual assault and good relationships. In plain terms, you don't need to rely on these bizarre metaphors. You know, I think the other side of that is it completely ignored the fact that within those classroom spaces, there's very likely to be multiple people who have already experienced sexual assault.
Yep.
And those videos really did just make light of the trauma that those kids had endured.
What about the argument that's been made up until this point that it was equally as troubling to see I guess who was meant to be the boy or the man in the video be the victim?
Without the contextual discussions, it did come across as really strange.
Yeah.
We know that males are more likely to be the perpetrators of sexual violence and women are more likely to be the victims. And there's none of that information included within the website itself. The videos are just sort of one really odd part of a really harmful resource that the federal government's put out. And they seem to have gone to great lengths to actually avoid discussing the fact that this is a gendered crime.
Yeah, sure. And you did say before that it was meant for those in kind of year 10 to 12, so 16, 17, 18-year-olds. What about if you're 13 or 12 or 11 and you don't really have an understanding of sex yet? Why are you not being, why is there not advertisements like this in place for people in that age group? And then if you are 11 and 12, surely you're just watching that and thinking, well, this is just purely about pizza and milkshakes and I don't really understand what forbidden zone or whatever the terminology just they use. So is that a massive, blind spot as well?
Yeah, you don't want to be discussing these really serious issues and having kids that have to actually translate what you're trying to show.
Yeah.
You should be able to just have these discussions in really plain terms that are age appropriate.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's ways to actually have discussions about sex and consent with young kids.
Well, I know.
It's not that hard to do.
Even when I was 15, I suppose all you had to do was watch SPS after 8 p.m. on a Friday and that was half your information there. So why is it such a taboo just to use frank terms for kids? We all know what it is. And half the words have been, I guess, reappropriated to be slang or swears or stuff anyway, which people just use anyway. So why is there such resistance just to say, this is sex, this is how it works, and these are some of the nuances?
It seems to be a really strange idea that if we talk about it in frank terms, using correct terminology, that it will somehow encourage kids to go out and do it, when in fact the opposite is true. If you give kids the proper relationship and sexuality education that they have a right to have, they are likely to make better choices about engaging in sexual behaviours. So the idea that, you know, we can somehow avoid saying the words and that will stop them from doing it is really misguided. I'm not sure why we haven't gotten yet to a point where we're actually comfortable having those discussions with all age ranges.
Yep. And what about with your role as with End Rape on campus? How problematic did you see this? Do you think the education needs to start again at a much younger age, or should there even be campaigns in place for those at university? Maybe those that have grown up in a more conservative family or an area or a culture, so they're not as well versed, or they don't really have these nuanced conversations around sex, and then this might be a base level of understanding for them. An ad like this, whether they're 18 through to 60, it doesn't really matter. But do we need then, advertising campaigns for those that are at an older age bracket?
We definitely do. We know that sexual violence isn't going to be solved just through addressing school kids. It's a problem that exists throughout our entire society and the world. But we need to have campaigns and education aimed at all sectors of society. Otherwise, those school programs don't work. If students are learning about these things in the classroom, but then they're going out into a world that holds really violent, supportive attitudes like ours does, what they learn within the classroom disappears really quickly.
Yep.
We also know that sexual violence is a problem in a range of different settings, from schools to universities, even through to aged care settings. So it's really important that when we're having these discussions, we're having whole of community discussions, not just ones aimed around school kids.
Mm. And I suppose just one final question, despite all the backlash and the head scratches that have come as a result of the video, did it get anything right in your opinion?
No, unfortunately. The video, the website in its entirety is sort of irredeemable and really needs to be pulled.
Yep, fair enough. All right, well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Shana. Hopefully we can move forward to something like a bit more helpful. You and I both agree, and I'm sure a lot of other people out there would do the same, that it was weird at best and, almost offensive at worst. Cheers. Thanks
Definitely.
So much. Have a good week.
Thanks a lot. You
Bye.
Too.
That was the founder and director of End Rape on Campus, Shana Bremner, shedding light on the federal government's Respect Matters milkshake video and the state of sex and consent and education for high school students and people outside of that age bracket as well. So you can always head to our website, check it out. You can check out the video for yourself. And of course, there's always there's plenty of other informative pieces of information to go and check out for yourself if maybe you've got kids and alike that maybe want to get more informed.